And now, live in studio, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. He's a successful entrepreneur, published author, top listing agent, a real estate and finance expert that goes to bat for you every day as a consumer advocate. Your host and the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rhymes.
And yes, here we are again another day committed to being your consumer advocate. Helping you understand your buying decisions, making you more street smart here in Tampa Bay. We'd love to be a part of the business community. We're going to interview some great expert contributors for the show today. On the show today, Justin Morris. He's the director of residential sales, SEMpower.com, and attorney Jason Coble in the house as well. We love talking with Jason about all things Tampa, workcomplaw.com as well, personal injury law, lots of good stuff. We always have some great conversations. I want to let you know about an event that we're putting on. Events are back, so thank God we live in the free state of Florida here, and we've got events coming back. So a lot of our, due to popular demand, a lot of our business partners, folks involved with the show, people looking for jobs, people looking to get jobs filled. So we're launching Tampa Bay's Best Career Fair coming up on Wednesday, October 20th. Save the date. It's right here conveniently located in Largo at the Largo Event Center right here in Tampa Bay, 6340 126th Avenue in Largo. It's Wednesday, October 20th, and it's 6 to 8 p.m. So come on out for a couple of hours. We're going to have some great beverages offered as well, great networking if you're in business. We are going to introduce you to some of our on-air expert contributors, and all businesses of all types can be involved. So if you'd like to be involved with Tampa Bay's Best Career Fair coming up, we would love to talk to you about us about that. Reach out at 813-750-0550. You can call or text that line. It's an off-air number, 813-750-0550. Call or text the hotline. Also, consumerqb.com. A plethora of information available on our website at consumerqb.com. You can see links there to all of our expert contributors, over 40 to 50 plus show partners, 80 categories of consumer advocate content and advice every day. We try to help you win right here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Now, we like to feature our real estate listings live on air on the program as well. So we've got some great opportunities here in Tampa Bay. 100 Oakmont in Bel Air. This is 100 Oakmont Street in Bel Air, number 611. This is a beautiful condo available, around $400,000. So think about the opportunities here for a second home, maybe a vacation rental. I think the minimum rental is like 3 months or so. You can't do an Airbnb there. But Oakmont Lane in Bel Air, beautiful property here, 1,300 plus square feet, two bedroom, two bath, beautiful property right here in Tampa Bay. It's got a large patio overlooking the Gulf of Mexico and community pool as well. Beautiful property at 100 Oakmont Bel Air right here in Tampa Bay. Also, we got a property at 10222 Meadow Crossing. This is up in New Tampa area. Meadow Crossing is a large corner lot home. Solar power on the roof, so new roof with solar. And we've got Justin in studio. He's going to talk more about solar and some of the benefits as well. You can see all of our listings at Platinum MVP Team. KW.com. This is God's country. All right, we're going to give a quick shout out to our friends over at Chad Irrigation. If you're looking to add irrigation onto your property, reach out to Victor and his team at Chad Irrigation. They do a great job with our real estate properties right here in beautiful Tampa Bay. All right, Justin Morris, welcome back in, my friend.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, likewise. You know, I feel like we put on a show before the show. We kind of got deep into these questions like, hey, what do you want to talk about today? And man, there's a lot to talk about there. Where do you think we should start?
You know, I think with the trend of what we talked about just a few minutes ago is the misinformation out there with solar. I mean, there's so much misinformation out there. Net metering is huge in the discussion right now, especially if you're in the Jacksonville area. You know, people think that, you know, net metering is an absolute necessity for you to have solar panels, and that's quite frankly not the case.
And what exactly is net metering? That's when you have surplus, you can sell it back.
Right. So the idea is that, you know, you're turning the power company into a bank account for your power, right? And so if you're using, you know, 12,000 kilowatts a year for easy math's sake, you know, you're going to, any extra power you generate, you can sell back to the electric company.
Okay.
So net metering means that they're going to pay you back one for one based off of that, you know, extra energy.
Okay.
So, but the simple fact is even at one for one, the fuel company, when they're delivering energy to you, your utility company is adding on these fuel charges, these delivery costs, you know, the infrastructure costs. So the base price of that energy is what they're going to pay you back.
Mm.
So in most cases, you're looking at about 50% of your actual overall energy cost is the true cost of the energy,
yeah.
And that's what they're going to pay you back.
So it's another way to mislead people.
Right. So when you look at net metering, it's not a true one for one. You know, to use the example for TECO customers, they're averaging 14, 15 cents a kilowatt. And the base electric charge in there is about 7 or 8 cents a kilowatt.
Yeah.
So when you look at a situation like Jacksonville where they got rid of net metering and it's caused this whole uproar and people are saying that, you know, now solar's a terrible idea in Jacksonville. Well, they got rid of net metering and what they're actually doing is paying you back at the fuel cost, which is about half of what the standard payback is in Jacksonville. But the idea is that when you build a properly sized system, you don't want to have a whole bunch of extra energy that you're selling back to the power company.
Right.
The idea is to stay away from the power company as much as possible.
Right. You want to size it right.
Right. You want to size it appropriately to where you're not having all this extra energy. And in some cases, you know, you may even want to undersize a system because a small utility bill is okay.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to lose money on that buyback program.
Exactly. Yeah. And plus it takes less roof coverage and things of that nature. Yeah. I tell you, my wife and I put solar on our house about a year and a half ago, and it's been a great decision, you know, to see those bills come down significantly the way they have, to know that in about, I don't know, 8 or 10 years, that's going to be paid off, and then we're going to have, you know, virtually no bill or very little small bill from, I believe it's TECO in our area per month. You know, that's going to be a really cool feeling to have, to know that, hey, the next however many years I live on this planet and I live in that house, you know, hopefully 40, 50, 60 years or so, hey, that's going to be a pretty good feeling to know that my power is not polluting the environment. It's coming natural from photovoltaic, and I don't have to pay an arm and a leg for it because we know the pricing is going to go up.
Absolutely. And that's another point, too. So even if, you know, building sometimes an undersized system, you know, keep in mind, some people don't have the roof space to put up 40, 50 solar panels.
Right.
Does that mean that solar's not for you? Not necessarily. You know, if we can still put up 20, 30 panels, say we can eliminate half of your bill.
Right.
Well, that's still protecting you. When these TECO rates go up 19%,
yep.
Well, now they're only going up 19% on half of your bill.
Right.
You know, so you never have to worry about it for, and a lot of times, a lot of utility companies have escalating rates. So anything over 1,000 kilowatts in a month, you're paying more for.
Right.
So if you can eliminate yourself from ever having to go over 1,000 kilowatts, you're saving yourself again.
Absolutely.
So just because you can't, you know, get to a net zero, of course, that's the goal of everyone, you know, when they go solar, you know, oh, I got to get to a net zero or it's not worth it. Well, that's not the case.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of benefits to solar, even if you don't get a net zero bill.
Yeah, especially if you look at the climate we're in right now politically out of D.C. Luckily, in Florida, we're getting insulated somewhat because of our great governor here. But if you look at that climate, taxes are going to go up. Cost of almost everything has already gone up. Transportation. I was listening to a podcast the other day, Daily Wire, Morning Wire. They send, you know, it's a quick 15-minute burst of all the top stories with just, you know, straight information. And it was talking about meat prices, beef, the price of beef up 46%. I was like, I remember that kind of stuck in my head because I like my fillets every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everything's going up, man. The cost of everything.
Yeah, and when you look at what's going on, you know, we kind of talked about this. The utility companies have influence, right? Because
big time.
They're all, you know, you've got these huge conglomerates for utility companies. Duke is like one of the largest power companies in the country.
Yep.
And they service most of our state. Florida Power and Light. I mean, you're talking about these big companies.
Yep.
And the utilities are in the pockets of the politicians.
Exactly.
So they're controlling the legislation and, you know, they're controlling the narrative.
Yep.
Right. And then you've got us in the solar industry that, you know, it's a lot of small businesses. You know, we're a family-owned, veteran-owned business.
That's right.
You know, so it does, they throw in these obstacles that make it hard for us to compete.
Yep.
But the simple fact is most of it is strictly smoke and mirrors.
Yep.
And if you can really strip all that away, you realize that it's a great program regardless of your situation.
And I can just see some of the major papers, we know which side they're on too, echoing the same thing. Oh, solar changed this. It may not be a good choice for you, you know, putting it into the headlines. So it is an echo chamber. It's lobbyists involved. It's that whole political situation that plays out. And again, what's being hurt is the consumer, the small independent business owners that are in the form of, you know, small, medium sized businesses that are solar companies throughout the nation fighting this uphill battle because of the entrenched powers that be.
Absolutely. And then you look at, you know, we've talked about this before. You know, when these utility companies do these solar projects, and by the way, they're using ratepayer money to finance the solar projects.
Yeah.
You know, and they put it out that they're doing this great thing. We're building a solar farm. We've talked about it. For one, that takes a ton of land.
That's right. Arable land.
Right. And two, they've talked about it in Jacksonville. There was a study that even if all of the solar projects that they have planned go into place, it will only be able to supply, it was a couple dozen thousand, you know, 15, 20,000 residential homes, right? Now, that's a small fraction, and that's not even counting the commercial. So it's really, it's a PR stunt by these utility companies. And again, they're using your money to pay for it.
Yes.
So, you know, if I did some great charity work for you, but used your money to pay for it, and then I'm standing there saying how great I am.
Yep.
But I financed the whole thing with your money.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's crazy.
Take a bow, clap it up. Yep, that's what
right.
they want.
Right.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, though, I want to dive deeper into that tax policy that I mentioned because I've got a clip I'm going to play that's going to talk about the proposed tax increases up to 40s and even in other states, 50, 60% taxes. Can you imagine that? Going to work hard every day and the federal government, the state government combined coming in and saying, oh, nice job. You made a $10,000 deal there. Hey, give me $6,000 of that. You keep $4,000 for yourself. Go out and have a good day. That's where we're headed, folks. So stay with us. We're going to talk more with Justin Morris here. SEMpower.com. SEMpower.com on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Plus, we have a feel-good story of the day. Quick thinking 11-year-old saves puppy from house fire. We'll be right back on the Consumer Quarterback Show. ConsumerQB.com.
Thanks for listening to My Daddy's Show. For more information, go to ConsumerQB.com.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-670-7372. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
Hey, Brandon Rimes here for Cleaning Commandos here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Cleaning Commandos are hiring, and they're offering competitive wages, flexible hours, relaxed atmosphere, and a sign-on bonus. Reach out if you'd like a career with the Cleaning Commandos here in Tampa Bay. Info at CleaningCommandosLLC.com or call 813-750-0550, 813-750-0550. Cleaning Commandos, Consumer Quarterback Show. Hey, Brandon Rimes here. We are looking for real estate investors. We've got a new relationship bringing us a tremendous amount of off-market real estate investment opportunities. So text the word investor to our hotline, 813-750-0550. Off-market real estate investment opportunities. Text investor to 813-750-0550. Brandon Rimes here, Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. Looking for real estate investors. Send us a text.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at ConsumerQB.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-670-7372.
And we're back. Brandon Rimes here, Consumer Quarterback Show, Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty, helping you win in any marketplace. We got a hot new listing on the beach. This is a beautiful property. It won't last long. 722 Pruitt Drive on Madeira Beach. This is a duplex. Attention, investors out there looking for some passive cash flow on the water with the boat dock with bay access on Madeira Beach. 722 Pruitt Pruitt Drive. This has two units. One's a two-bedroom, one-bath. The other is a 1-1. And you got almost 1,500 square feet. Duplex on the water with deep access. You get a large dock as well. Great condition. Seawall's in good condition as well. Great place to live, work, and play. Rent out or possibly earn a passive income. And it's a 95-foot lot. That's one of the largest lots that you'll find over on the beaches. And you can see all of our listings at PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com. And quick shout out to veteran gutters, Brandon Porter and his team. They do such a great job here in Tampa Bay. We're getting lots of great feedback from our listeners who support the show. Veteran Gutters, American-made product, and Brandon himself is a veteran. And please support the veterans. And speaking of veterans, we've got Justin Morris in the house as well. What branch again? I'm trying to remember.
I was in the Marine Corps.
Marine Corps. Awesome, yeah. Man. Thanks for your service. And, you know, thanks for all you're doing now, helping people out with the solar business as well. I want to jump right into this tag. I brought a clip I'm going to play from a fellow podcaster, Ben Shapiro's show, but I was listening and he was diving deep into what proposed could happen to the income tax bracket. So I thought this would be good information to relay. And then on the flip side, I want to talk with you about how we can reduce those tax implications by adding solar, making an investment in solar. And we're going to play this clip.
Well, they're going to increase the top tax rate on Americans earning over $435,000 a year. From 37% to 39.6%. Also, there's going to be a 3% surcharge on top of that. And then there's going to be an NIIT, right, which is a surcharge on top of that. So the actual top tax bracket would go to 46% before any state taxes were actually applied, meaning that the actual state tax for people in the top income bracket in, say, California would be nearly 60% on income. It also calls for a new corporate tax rate of 26.5% for large profitable businesses, up from the current rate of 21%. This would put our corporate tax rate above China's. So it'll be fun to watch all of the businesses rush and scurry for the exits.
Yeah, and as if they're not already doing that, especially the manufacturing sector. We've seen that. We saw how Trump brought them back, a lot of the appliance businesses, et cetera, some car businesses. But just I want to reiterate that $435,000, if you make above $435,000, you would be jumping from 37 to 39, almost 40%. Plus, they're adding the surcharge, which makes it a little bit difficult and deceiving. Again, just like the power companies were doing with the example you gave, Justin, 3% surcharge and also another NIIT. So you're at basically like a 46% before you pay any other taxes. By the way, every time you fuel up at the pump, boom, you're paying taxes. Every time you buy, I don't buy cigarettes, but some people do, you're paying taxes. I mean, there's all types of other taxes involved. I feel like we are taxed enough already, Justin.
Well, thank God we live in a state like, you know, you talked about Governor DeSantis, and thank God we live in a state where, you know, we don't have to worry about state tax, at least. You know, that at least softens the blow.
That's right.
But and there's other ways to soften the blow. You know, when we talk about these tax rates going up, you know, solar is a great way to protect yourself, especially, you know, say you had a big year, you know, you've got rental properties and you're having to pay, you know, obviously you got to pay, they tax you heavily on that. Or even say you're a commission salesperson, right? And,
yeah.
And you had a big year. They tax us heavily on commission.
Oh, yeah.
So in order to protect yourself from some of that, solar carries a 26% federal tax credit. Obviously, that's based off of how much you pay into the system. The government's not going to arbitrarily cut you a check for 26% of the cost of your system. You have to have paid in that amount. Now, that tax credit doesn't expire. So, in other words, if you don't use it all in year one, you know, you only get half of it back. It's a rollover credit for the next year. But again, if you're looking at a year where, you know, maybe you sold a property and you're getting hit with some capital gains tax or something like that,
yep.
You know, it could be a great way to keep some of that money in your pocket.
Yeah, by the way, capital gains tax is going up too. Almost every single tax is going to go up with this just crazy spending that they're being proposed, that they are proposing. So we talked about the solar farm. We talked about the misinformation, depreciation in year one. Let's touch on that because I want to reiterate that. How does the depreciation work on these systems, solar systems?
So on commercial properties, if you are a business owner and you want to put solar on your property, not only do you qualify for the 26% federal tax credit, but you can write off all of your depreciation for the life of the system in year one.
Yes.
So that's a huge thing, lowering your initial investment in solar, that can make it, it really lowers the return on investment for a commercial property. You know, the average for residential is 7 to 10 years is your return on investment. Whereas most commercial properties, we can get that into the 3 to 4 year range for return on investment, which is huge.
That's super awesome. And you had also mentioned that you've done some pretty big businesses throughout the state of Florida. Can you mention a couple of those?
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, worked with NASA multiple times. We worked with many of the utility companies. You know, we've done a lot of the solar trees and things you see at different public parks, even donated some systems for some of the local area parks, worked with the Tampa Bay Rays, doing several solar projects for them. So yeah, we're excited about our portfolio and hoping to continue to grow.
Yeah. We're talking with Justin Morris here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. He is the director of residential sales. His company is SEM Power, and his website is SEMPower.com. And Justin, what are some of the common misnomers that people have? You know, you get those common questions all the time. What would be like your 1, 2, 3 there?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is, like we talked about, net metering. Don't even worry about net metering. That shouldn't even be anything that you consider. The other thing is people thinking that it costs an overwhelming amount of money up front. The simple fact is for most financing options right now, it's not going to cost you a penny out of pocket to put solar on your roof.
Wow, and you're going to add value to your home in the meantime. That's a great idea.
And a lot of these solar finance companies even have it set up to where you don't even make your first payment for 3 months after your system is installed.
Nice.
So you're talking about, you know, think about if you install a system in June, July, right?
Yeah.
Now you're getting 3 free months.
Yes.
In the heat of the summer.
Perfect.
Where you're really lowering your electric bill.
Yeah.
And it's not costing you anything.
Hey, that's a good way. That's a good way. So, that's a good band-aid if you got laid off or whatever situation you're kind of switching up, starting a new business, whatever. So there's 1, 2, and what would be your third?
I think the third thing is the life of solar systems.
Okay.
People have this perception that, oh, well, it's technology. You know, I've got to get a new phone every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I'm worried about putting some sort of technology thing on my roof because what if it's outdated in a couple years?
Right.
The average life of solar systems, they just came out with a new study, 42 years.
Wow.
Is the average life of the residential solar system.
Wow. That's really cool, man.
Yeah.
That's great. And it also just the peace of mind knowing that you have that. It's there. You know, and I look at my house and I when I'm walking in the neighborhood or whatever, exercising, I look back and I'm like, that's pretty cool, man. You know, I'm utilizing my roof space. I got like 52 panels up there. And we're creating a lot of energy. We're saving a lot of, you know, fossil fuels being burned or whatever to have that energy there.
And it's all about doing your part. And like you said, you know, my wife didn't like the look of them. Thankfully for us, when we put them on our house, they were on the back of the house, you know, because she was pretty adamant that they weren't going on the front of the house anyway.
Yeah.
So she won that battle by proxy. But, you know, yeah, I think it's awesome to have them. I think it makes a statement to your neighbors that you're not just kicking the can down the road.
Yeah.
That you're doing your part. It may be a small part. But, you know, if we don't all start doing our small part, then, you know, we can't expect anything to change.
Well, what was the penetration also in Florida? Wasn't it only like 3 or 5% you said last time?
It's I was just looking at it the other day, less than 1%.
Of all single family homes, less than 1% in the state of Florida have
solar.
Which
is crazy. And people say that to me all the time. They're like, oh, I see solar all over the place. I'm like, yeah, you think that.
Yeah.
And you just see it. It's almost like when Tesla first came out, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Like, when you first started seeing Teslas, you're like, man, I see Teslas everywhere, you know, and they really were pretty rare, but it's so eye-catching that your eye is just drawn to it. When you see
that
solar,
subconscious
like,
mind thing,
right,
too,
right?
Your subconscious mind when, you know, somebody buys it or you buy the new car, all of a sudden now you see that same new car or that new shirt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how our brain works. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Final thoughts, man. Last final thoughts to you. Best place for people to find you.
You know, SEMPower.com. You can go on and get a free quote. Don't let fear keep you from making one of the best decisions of your life. You know, we live so often afraid of change, right? And it's a big change. We've paid a power bill ever since we lived on our own. Our parents paid a power bill. You know. It's just something that's ingrained in our head. But the simple fact is there's a better way.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. All right. Good stuff. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your service to our great country. And I'm sure you're saddened with, you know, the pullout of Afghanistan like a lot of people are.
Tough news.
Yeah, tough news. All right. Hey, coming up, attorney Jason Coble in the house. Jason Coble is our work comp attorney. He also talks about personal injury law and other areas as well. Later in the program, Thomas King in the house as well, Florida Firearms Academy. And we got our feel-good story of the day. Quick thinking 11-year-old saves puppy from house fire. We'll be right back here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, ConsumerQB.com.
This is Chris Voss, former FBI lead hostage negotiator and owner of the Black Swan Group. And you're listening to Consumer Quarterback Show, hosted by my friend Brandon Rice.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-670-7372. Online at ConsumerQB.com. You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with us here. Brandon Rimes, we greatly appreciate you tuning in to the Consumer Quarterback Show, helping you win in any marketplace. That's always our goal, and helping you be an informed consumer out there. That's part of our game plan here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. We like to feature our real estate listings as well. As you know, we're a top 1% ranked real estate team here in Tampa Bay. My wife, Lindsay, and I own and operate a top team. We got about 10 folks involved with our organization, and we got a hot property listing at 5602 Lando Lakes Boulevard in Lando Lakes. This is a beautiful property. It is $1.8 million asset property available for sale. Lots of opportunities. You got a commercial zoned C2 on this property. It's 6.91 acres, almost five usable uplands, and it's on Lake Helen as well. Amazing opportunity for builders, developers, entrepreneurs. Check out 5602 Lando Lakes Boulevard in Lando Lakes, and you can see all of our listings at PlatinumMVPTeam.kw.com. We got attorney Jason Coble in the house. Coble Law, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Brandon. Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, man. Good to see you again. TampaWorkCompLaw.com is the website, TampaWorkCompLaw.com. And Jason, you had mentioned just a little bit in the pre-interview that you got some stuff going on in the work comp law side.
Yeah, actually, I just picked up a case. Well, it was a current client of mine who had a DVT, a blood clot.
Okay.
That was actually caused from a knee injury that was work related, which turned into a blood clot. And I mean, I had a case years ago that set up for $770,000. And blood clots can be nasty.
I mean, wow.
They could kill you.
Yeah.
Or they could be a big ongoing problem for many years. So I had a client that was dealing with a tough blood clot issue, and that in and of itself hurts your immune system.
Wow.
And unfortunately, it's one of my favorite clients that I've had for years. It's really unfortunate, but she got COVID.
Yeah.
And man, within days, it took her life.
Wow.
So now, you know, your initial thought is, oh, that's terrible. You know, COVID takes another person, you know. But in workers' comp, there's death benefits for the estate, for the family, if you could prove that the work-related injury, you know, caused death.
Mm.
So at first, you think, well, that's crazy. You know, this is from COVID. But being that she was more susceptible with the pre-existing DVT condition, we're definitely going to be fighting for that.
Mm.
The initial research, I'm going to have to get some expert opinions on my side, but it looks good.
Wow.
And it's unfortunate. So it just shows another twist in the COVID how it interacts with our laws, and it's this ongoing, ever-changing thing, you know?
So in that example, it would be considered a workplace origin because of the blood clot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because, you know, the blood clot happened at work. That caused her to have a weakened immune system, which made her more vulnerable than other a regular person who wouldn't have a DVT.
Right.
They get hit with COVID, maybe they could live, but unfortunately she didn't.
Right.
So, you know, I might get a fight back from the other side, but you know, it just happened. That's a fight we'll try.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and it's interesting to see, too, when, you know, with the different treatment regimens, you know, it's like so political, right? Like, oh, don't take ivermectin, don't take hydroxychloroquine, you know, the vitamins and the Z-Packs, and, you know, like one of my favorites, Joe Rogan. You know,
oh,
like
yeah.
Like, he famously beat it that way, and then a lot of people have. But then, of course, if you go to one school of thought, it's like, oh, no, that's the wrong way to do it. CNN saying he took a horse dewormer or whatever.
Right. Well, what's upsetting to me about that is if you research ivermectin, That one won an award, back, I think, in like 2015.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's been used for years on humans.
Yep.
So obviously he got that from a prescription from his doctor. He didn't, yep. he didn't get it, you know, for a horse dewormer.
Yeah. The problem is it's cheaper cost, and it's not fitting the narrative of
exactly.
Fauci and the left.
And it's so insulting that CNN would you know, paint him that like he would go and do that.
Yeah,
you know,
of it
course.
Is.
You know, so it's really
I saw
crazy.
A clip. I heard a clip of him saying, you know, am I going to have to sue CNN? He says, I'm like, hey, you know, that's what happens.
But to get in the back of the line, there's a lot of people suing CNN
bet,
for that
yeah.
kind of thing. Misinformation, like you said in the last segment. It's crazy.
Since we're kind of topical here, I got a clip from our great governor just talking about this whole vax mandate as well. Another talk about craziness going on there. Quick clip here from, I believe this was from the Charlie Kirk Show.
I can say the one thing that I'm concerned about is I'm trying to force mandates on individuals and businesses. How could we get to the point in the country where you would want to have someone lose their job because of their choice about the vaccine or not? I mean, look, some folks have reasons to do. Maybe they're making the wrong decision, but to put them out of work and send them and not let them earn a living because of this, I just think that that's fundamentally wrong.
Yeah, your body, their choice. No longer my body, my choice. Forced mandates, job loss potential. What's your reaction?
Man, I have a lot of opinions on this. As usual, I agree with the governor.
Yeah.
I personally think it's going to backfire. I mean, in America, we don't like to be forced to, you know,
right.
get a vaccine, or the government's forcing us to get a shot. I mean, to each their own. You know, I got vaccinated. I respect people's wishes who didn't. That's
exactly.
fine.
Exactly. Yep.
I, as a business owner, you know, my business, I don't have 100 employees, so I don't have to worry about getting forced. But I would feel terrible if I had to do that. That's,
yeah.
you know, I respect each employee's decision.
Yeah.
I think that's how it should be. And I think this is going to backfire. Personally, I think this has a lot to do with deflecting attention from what happened over in Afghanistan.
Exactly.
More than anything.
Yes.
And I don't know if you realize, but the Biden administration, they've already had a number of policies that have been deemed unconstitutional.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think sometimes they know it, and they're just pushing forward to make it look like they're fighting for something, and then it turns out, you know, it never takes effect because it's unconstitutional.
Yeah.
For example, I know during the relief package, they wanted to give help to certain farmers based on their race.
Yeah.
Of course, that's unconstitutional.
How racist is that? I mean,
yeah,
that's definition
insane.
Of racist.
But you know what? Then, you know, they looked like they were pushing that for the, you know, for the limited time that they were. And of course, it got shot down. There's about four examples of that, but I want to,
yeah.
That's for another.
Well, another one was the real estate space where they try to use the CDC to allow people to stay in their homes through the moratorium. And then the Supreme Court slapped
that is
them down.
Another one.
They said, nope, you can't do that.
That's a perfect example. And because, you know, I forget the congresswoman's name who was out on the steps of Congress all night fighting for that, and then they went ahead and went forward with it, and
yep.
then of course it got shot down. That was all to make it look like what she did that night meant something, but
right.
they knew darn well that the Supreme Court wasn't going to have any of that because they
yeah.
warned them in advance not to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
It was on Congress to create a law. So it didn't happen.
Exactly. That's not there. The CDC's not in place for that. It's
right.
either the legislative or the executive. You know, well, not the executive branch. Sometimes with what they can do. We're talking with Attorney Jason Coble here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, and I'm your host, Brandon Rimes. Follow us online at Brandon Rimes 1 on Instagram and Twitter, Consumer Quarterback Show page as well. And online for Jason would be Tampa WorkCompLaw.com. TampaWorkCompLaw.com. And Jason, what else are you seeing in the legal space or even personal injury space?
Sure.
What's going on out there, man?
Well, you know what I've had a lot of experience with lately is car accidents, either where an Uber driver gets hurt and comes to my office, or someone is, these are even better, who are hurt by someone, by an Uber driver, because they have policies of $1 million coverage for bodily injury, standard for Uber, Lyft, all those companies.
Yep.
They all have their own specific policy, but those are big policies. And also, if you're an Uber driver, and an unfortunate in Florida, you know, the legal minimum is 10,000 PIP, 10,000 property. If someone has the legal minimum, they don't have bodily injury. So that's why you always should have UM. They have 250,000 in UM. So if you get involved in an accident involving you know, whether you're an Uber or Lyft driver or you were hit by one, give me a call, because, you know, those are very specific and you have to know the, you know, what's out there for the insurance. It's the most important part of a case.
Yeah, that's interesting. And you, I remember hearing about people acting crazy in the back seats of these drivers, you know, some of that stuff. If you're a pedestrian in there, you get, you know, act civil.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Some of these people are going nuts in the back of an Uber driver.
Oh, they are. But yeah, it's definitely important to go to a lawyer who understands the policy differences in, like, with UM. If you don't ask permission from the bodily injury if you don't ask permission for the UM to accept a bodily injury settlement for them to waive their subrogation rights, you could blow the entire UM policy, $250,000, down to tubes if you don't follow the statute and ask for it the right way. You have to send a certified letter.
Oh,
so
wow.
Little things. You don't want to just go to an attorney who says, you know, oh, you know, he's a jack of all trades and doesn't have that specific experience.
Right.
So
yeah,
you want to make sure.
Your kid's soccer coach, you know.
Right.
It's like a lot of times there's people, oh, yeah, I got my law degree, but I could probably help you with that. And sounds like a good thing. You know, I find it in the real estate space all the time, people getting bad advice, people getting shown just ridiculous comps, you know, comparables that aren't really comparable, so they can try to shoot an investor offer through one of their friends, so they can almost basically legally steal this person's home or, you know, a bunch of equity from them. So those types of things, it's, you got to really research it, and Jason Coble can help you here locally in Tampa Bay. What other stuff's going on? You got personal injury stuff going on as well?
Yep. You know, I had this was actually a workers' comp case, but I was up in Tallahassee. Actually, I apologize. I had to cancel a show last minute because I thought this case was going to settle and ended up having to go to trial. But I had a gentleman who was, we made a deal with the other side for him to see a specialist.
Yep.
And he had 8 appointments with this doctor, and there were 8 appointments with the physician's assistant. And that's no disrespect to physician's assistants, because they work hard. I mean, it's amazing.
Right.
And they're used more and more. And I know we just passed a law about a month ago that gave them even more powers, but they're not a specialist.
Right.
So we'll see how that one pans out. And it's just, I see that a lot in all my cases. You know, my clients are sent to doctors, and they're seeing a lot of physician's assistants.
Yeah.
And it's not the same training. You know?
Right.
But I've seen a lot of that lately.
And it's not going to help your case as much by not seeing the specialist himself or
of
herself.
Of course, no. You know, they're supposed to be supervised by the MD, but I can't have them testify. You know?
Right.
So it's meaningless from that standpoint.
Man. All right, we got to run here. We got out of time. Best place for people to find you?
TampaWorkCompLaw.com. Or call the show, and I'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, reach out, 813-750-0550. We'll put you in touch with all of our expert contributors. Of course, attorney Jason Coble on air now, 813-750-0550, and TampaWorkCompLaw.com. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, man.
All right, coming up, Thomas King, Florida Firearms Academy in the house. FFATampa.com is his site. And Thomas King coming up right here on the Consumer Quarterback Show, plus our feel-good story of the day, quick thing. 11-year-old saves puppy from house fire. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, I'm Ken Shamrock, and you're here with Consumer Quarterback Show. And I say, Brandon, run. Knock out your competition.
To get in touch with Brandon, call 813-670-7372. Online at ConsumerQB.com.
Hey, Brandon Rhymes here. We are looking for real estate investors. We've got a new relationship bringing us a tremendous amount of off-market real estate investment opportunities. So text the word investor to our hotline, 813-750-0550. Off-market real estate investment opportunities. Text investor to 813-750-0550. Brandon Rhymes here, Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. Looking for real estate investors. Send us a text. Hey, Brandon Rhymes here for Cleaning Commandos here on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Cleaning Commandos are hiring, and they're offering competitive wages, flexible hours, relaxed atmosphere, and a sign-on bonus. Reach out if you'd like a career with the Cleaning Commandos here in Tampa Bay. Info at cleaningcommandosllc.com or call 813-750-0550, 813-750-0550. Cleaning Commandos, Consumer Quarterback Show.
You're listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes, online at ConsumerQB.com. Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Call Brandon today at 813-670-7372.
All right, welcome back. Consumer Quarterback Show, always helping you win in any marketplace. That's what we do around here. Hot listing here in Tampa Bay, 4125 West Nassau Street. This is a great Airbnb investor opportunity right here in Tampa Bay, 4125 West Nassau Street. Beautiful, remodeled, reconstructed home. Great opportunity. It's a corner lot close to the International Plaza Mall, close to the Tampa Airport, close to Raymond James Stadium, 1,600 plus square feet, three bedroom, two and a half bath, and just a beautiful remodel. Granite countertop, stainless steel, brand new AC, plumbing, and electric. You can see all of our listings at platinummvpteam.kw.com. So you got an 11-year-old girl in Florida helped save a puppy's life after a house caught on fire over Labor Day weekend. Mackenzie Jenkins was sitting on a swing Saturday evening, and she heard barks and spotted smoke coming from a neighbor's home, according to the Cape Coral Fire Department. And, quote, she quickly called 911 and told dispatchers what she saw. When firefighters were able to make entry, they knew to search for dogs thanks to the information provided by Mackenzie, as the spokesperson of the department wrote on Facebook. And the puppy was unresponsive when firefighters found her. But Lee County EMS cooled her, provided oxygen by the time the fire was out. She was up and walking around. Firefighters presented Mackenzie with community recognition coin from her actions, which helped save the dog. So there's our feel-good story of the day. And we are welcoming Thomas King, Florida Firearms Academy, back in studio. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Brandon. Today's already been a crazy day. We did two home dedications today to two amazing families, and that was with the former mayor, Beavis, there. And I'd like to thank Habitat for Humanity, and we also raised money for Pedal Power. So all the families, they all got brand new bikes for them and their kids. So that's always really cool to give and give back to the community. So yeah, these people have to do so much in volunteering and dedication. And then I get back to my store, and then the current mayor there, Eric Seidel, was there, and Sharon from Pop Drops. She does they prepare 90,000 meals a month for to feed the homeless. So it's
holy cow,
actually amazing. They came in there to give me a trophy today to honor us for all that we do for bringing in the food. And they have big trucks, you know, nice, full of food. And I actually donate my time to that and volunteer to help unload the food and bring it out to these people. So that's really nice of what they're doing out there for our community.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. 90,000 meals a month.
So when you're actually supporting, you know, Florida Firearms Academy, you're supporting your community, helping us out to give back to our community, because we always give it all back. So
absolutely. Thomas is a great networker and just to go philanthropy, doing a lot in that space as well. I told you next time you do feed the homeless stuff, I want to get out there and get
with
we'll
you. Yeah, we'll get you out there.
And
you got to wear that shirt, though.
Yeah, I will. Absolutely.
I like that shirt.
The CDC Centers for, what does it say? Centers for Deception and Control. CDC, I just got this one. But yeah, man, what's happening in the FFA space, Florida
So
Farms?
It's been pretty nuts for us. Right now we're doing BOGOs on concealed weapon permits and basic pistol classes. These are two of the classes that we train out of the 40 different types of classes. But what that gives you is, for $50, you get two people to come to class. That includes the instructor, the classroom, the firearm, the ammunition, the target, the range fee, the eyes and ear protection, and the certificate. So now there's no more excuses. Get out there, get your certificate so you can get your concealed weapon permit. If you don't know how to shoot, sign up for our basic pistol class. It's $70 for this entire month. It's BOGO, buy one, get one free, and that's for two people. So if you're scared to come, you can now come with a friend, and it's free of charge for them, or you just both pay $25 each.
Yeah, that's awesome. And to get the concealed weapon permit before something changes, you never know when law changes are going to sweep in. Things might happen, might change. You got to be able to protect yourself, protect your family, and be able to carry that concealed carry is a privilege and a right.
To have to go through the class, we go over the legalities of it, and that's very important because we get so many questions. Can I carry in my car? What can I do? How do I do it? We're going to go over all that, and you have to know this if you are going to carry a firearm. And you don't have to carry a firearm. It's just good to have your concealed weapon permit, because if you want to buy a firearm, then you don't have to wait the 5 days for purchasing the firearm. If you purchase it, you have to wait the 5 business days. It doesn't even include the date of purchase, date of pickup, pickup or weekend. So it could, and depending on if there's a holiday, it could be 10 days before you get your firearm. Yeah. So if you want to buy it today, take it home today, you have to show us a concealed weapon permit. So it's always good to have, and it will get you out of trouble if you are carrying a firearm and you don't know the law. So you better know the laws, go through all these classes, and we also have specific classes too that we want you to understand. If you are having to defend yourself and your family and it is completely legit, someone broke in, they're trying to attack you, we need to let you know that's when the fight starts.
Yep.
If you do have to eliminate a threat, that's when you have to stop and think about, you have to fight for your emotions, mentally, physically, financially, to stay out of jail and your freedoms, because then you're going to be going to court to see if this was a justified shooting. Those are the things that we need to let you know what to say and what not to say.
Yes.
You need to invoke your Fifth Amendment rights during this when the officer shows up, because they're there to make sure you're safe, right? They're coming to a gunfight. I wouldn't want to do that craziness. But also, not only that, they're also there to gather evidence and get your statement. So you need your emotions, your adrenaline is going to be completely out of whack, and you're going to just be spouting off things. Just don't say anything. Be completely respectful. Wait till your attorney comes so they can go ahead and give your full statement. You're going to comply 100%, but you don't want to say the wrong thing, because it will be used against you in a court of law.
Yeah. So in other words, you're going to plead the second, and then you're going to plead the fifth.
Absolutely.
Like that shirt, like that's that right, shirt that's you
right.
have, right?
Yeah, we have a shirt that says, I plead the second.
yeah. Pretty cool. Florida Firearms Academy online at FFATampa.com. Thomas King's in the house, owner and president of FFA Tampa. You hear a lot of also misinformation from a lot of different sources, and there's also some things you don't hear in the news about crime and home invasions and rapes and human trafficking. Can you give us some insights? Because I know you talk to a lot of off-duty police officers, veterans, folks
FBI,
like that.
ATF. You know, right now what's really scaring us is the wide open border and how much drugs are coming across, how much sex trafficking, but not only that, terrorists are coming across, and the crime wave is just going through the roof. And when we're saying, when we're telling our government's telling people, yeah, go ahead, you can commit a crime, you can steal up to $100 and you're all good, right?
It's ridiculous.
So, was it $100 or $1,000 now? I don't even remember these days.
It's up to $1,000.
Yeah, go ahead.
$999,
you're good. You can steal it from the store and walk out and wait another day and steal another $1,000.
And they're going through with calculators. Actually, that's 87. And
That's just giving the bad information to people to let them know what they can and can't do. So if they break into your house, they can steal, oh, there's a nice TV, I'll go ahead and steal that. Is that how that works? I don't even know.
I think it's just retail establishments.
Oh, okay.
Like CVS and those types of companies, especially in California.
They're not allowed to protect themselves, then, are they?
Right. They're not even
just property.
They're just pretty much letting them go. They're saying, hey,
they're not coming in with a gun or anything. But we don't know at all times. It's up to us to know in any retail store. Do they have a weapon? Are they going to hurt us? We don't know. We have no idea. So in the split tenths of a second, what do? You got to know these things and know the law. So many people get in trouble for this. And even if you're – there was this one video. This guy's at a gas station.
Gas station. I saw that.
And he's getting shot at. This guy comes in and shooting at him. And the gas station clerk takes his gun out and shoots this guy. Stops the threat, right?
Yep.
But in the video, it shows him shoot – I think it was two more times – while the guy was going down.
Yeah.
And then the guy goes to jail for murder, because you have to know at a certain point if your bad guy's going down, you have to know in that 1/110th of a second to stop shooting.
The threat's eliminated.
Because, whoever's on that jury, that's not going to be your NRA friends on that jury, I'll tell you that much. So they're going to go, oh, yeah, he kept shooting and he killed that guy.
Oh, man.
So you have to know the laws and what goes into it, or you're going to be fighting for your freedom in life there.
Yeah, it's challenging. It's challenging. And it's also self-defense, but it's also recreation. You got lots of people coming in and having recreation and lots of clubs.
Absolutely. We have a kid shooting team, a woman shooting team, and we also have competitions on Sundays. It's $20. You get to run through rooms, shoot bad guys, bowling pins, till targets balloon. This coming next competition we're doing, we're giving away a Stoeger shotgun to the first place winner, and this is shoot what you brung. So you can bring a .22, whatever you want to bring. In a pistol, though, and because they are changing the definition of the braces on the pistol, maybe coming up, I think in another 5 days, they're going to let us know if tens of millions of people will be felons overnight. So we're going to find out. You know, it's so crazy to me. We left $65 billion of weapons and black ops and all that, and you're fighting to take away our firearm rights right now? Is that even a joke? I think people are laughing.
It's
at
some
us.
Kind of payoff, kickback, quid pro quo, pro. You know, just unbelievable stuff.
It just makes me sick. And that's not only feeding the terrorists with arming them with great stuff, but you know they're coming across the border now.
Yeah,
and that fight's going to be here, so we better be prepared for that.
Yeah, it's scary. All right, so we're almost out of time. Thomas King, find him online, FFATampa.com. Also, visit his Facebook page, Florida Firearms Academy. Got a great Facebook page. There's all types of events and giveaways going on their page all the time. Some really cool stuff.
6-hour days coming up, and that's going to be free ammo. Free. You get to try a bunch of different free 6 hours, targets, all that good stuff. And the one thing I want to throw in here before I go is we hear so much fake news out there and this crazy stuff. But one thing I did hear was the truck drivers are going to be going on strike. Did you hear anything about this?
I haven't heard that
the
yet.
The union, and that's going to be scary. So make sure you stock up on food because everything's going to be hard to get.
Oh, boy.
I'm not sure if it's true, but you know what? Always be prepared.
Be prepared. All right. Hey, another great show. Thanks for watching. Thanks for hanging out. And please go out there and consider committing a random act of kindness. We'll see you next time. God bless.
You've been listening to The Consumer Quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Whether it's real estate, consumer, or financial advice, let Brandon call your next play. Contact Brandon Rimes at 813-670-7372. That's 813-670-7372. Online at consumerqb.com. And join us next time for The Consumer Quarterback Show.